Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTALI. 1-877-DOCTALI. So Hillary Clinton brought up the concept of a deprogramming of individuals who follow Trump. And I, as a physician, have heard this term multiple times. People have suggested that homosexuals be, quote-unquote, deprogrammed. And I can't stand that word. I can't stand that concept. And when I have spoken out about it, people say, well, you can deprogram people. Look at rehab. No, no, no. Rehab is not a deprogramming. Let's get a few things straight, okay? So, first, all right, rehab. You have somebody that has a disability with their knee, with their hip, had a stroke, God forbid, let's say, is using abusing narcotics, drugs. Rehabilitation requires choice, autonomy. It requires consent. And it's working with that person, working with the disability that they have or the challenge, and helping improve their quality of life, their functionality. And it takes somebody who's willing. It takes somebody who is wanting to improve. We don't change or deprogram somebody in rehab. You know, if somebody wanted to put me through rehab for chocolate cake, I'm always going to love chocolate cake. I just maybe won't eat it as much. Right? Now, if somebody, you know, likes nicotine, they're always going to still like nicotine. But you rework the approach and you learn how to live without requiring it as much. So we don't do a reprogramming or a deprogramming. This Hillary Clinton comment made a lot of people nervous. I think it's just, again, I'm not going to say that she wants to, you know, deprogram a bunch of people, but the fact that that was brought up is a little concerning, because I think deprogramming, when you use the term deprogramming, I think of robot. Deprogram implies that you have individuals who are not thinking on their own, who do not have control over their bodies, do not have control over their minds. And whoever is doing the deprogramming is in control. Okay? We don't control other humans. That's not what we do. That's why I thought it was absolutely ridiculous that there would be these classes to try to deprogram somebody who's LGBTQ+. We don't do that. All right, an individual wants to be with who they want to be with. We are not, all right, controlling other humans. That's not what we do. But it is fascinating when it comes up in the liberal, in the political context. So basically, Hillary Clinton was telling CNN's Christiana Amanpour about, I guess, her concerns with followers of Trump. And she kind of alluded that they were a cult. And she said, because at some point, you know, there may need, this is her quote, maybe there needs to be a formal deprogramming of the cult members. But something needs to happen. Now, this is why that statement is getting a lot of criticism and concern and, you know, even conspiracy theories. That's not something we do with other humans. We're a democracy. I don't care if you're conservative, liberal, independent, Green Party. You have every flipping right to have your political beliefs, your religious beliefs, as long as it doesn't hurt others, and as long as you don't break laws. So if you really believe that people eating hamburgers is affecting the climate, you have every right to think that. Now, I mean, we could talk about, well, you know, maybe there's other processes going on. I don't know if all of us becoming vegetarians is going to actually fix the problem. You can have your opinions, but you aren't deprogramming. Somebody who thinks that the country, that the southern border needs a wall, you don't deprogram them, because that's something that former President Trump had advocated for. And so that it's a very, very odd term for her. Hillary Clinton is a smart woman. That was a very odd term. But is that what people are thinking? Are people thinking that those individuals who might not think like them are under somebody else's control, and somebody else needs to come in and control them? If a government or public official starts to think that humans or their voters are controllable, and mind you, yes, there's manipulation, we see that all the time in political campaigns, but in terms of being able to deprogram or control, we're in trouble. And when people use that term interchangeably with rehab, I'm like, you don't know what the hell you're talking about. Again, rehab is you wanting to improve, you putting effort into the physical therapy, the occupational therapy, the mental therapy. Deprogramming means you're thinking a certain way, others don't like it, and they need to change it. All right, this is America. You have individuals that support, and I know people say, how could somebody support Biden's policies? If they want to support Biden's policies, they can. This is America. It's a free country. Some people are benefiting from Biden's policies. Some people aren't. Some people benefited from Trump's administration. Some people didn't. This is America. It's a free country. We don't manipulate and control and try to program others. And you aren't a true American if you don't understand that the whole premise, the reason why people died for our country, is to allow us the ability to vote and have political dissent and to disagree. And I feel like our country is moving towards you're never allowed to go against a particular narrative. I'm living in America. America is open to all. That's what America's about. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, DrDahlia.com. Check it out.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
In 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I apologize if I keep saying that our healthcare system is a cluster and a half. I knew we had issues, but I think after the Affordable Care Act, things worsened. Because the more government gets involved, the worse it gets. That's how I feel. Not that I trust all private industries. I mean, as we're seeing, Kaiser and one of the biggest healthcare strikes in U.S. history with 75,000 workers hitting the picket lines spanning multiple states. I don't think anybody gets it right, but we have gotten worse and worse. And we're moving towards socialized medicine, which I'm against. I don't think socialized medicine is the answer because we don't have a small country. We don't have a country where the majority of people are paying taxes. And we don't have a country where people aren't spoiled. So we move to a socialized system then the benefits are going to be very, very stark. It's going to be a skeleton-type plan. Your wait times are going to even be longer than they are. Your choices are going to be fewer because money eventually runs out. They can only print so much. And the fancy drugs, like the $1,000 a month weight loss drugs, some of the fancy cancer drugs, are not going to be given to you immediately when we have millions upon millions of other people who want them. And so we're in trouble. And expecting private industry to get their acts together, hoping the government comes in and saves us, I'm not optimistic. I wish I had an answer. Well, the Affordable Care Act was a, 2,200-page bill, had a bunch of stuff in it that was very difficult to understand, because anybody who said I read the bill is wrong, because I did read it, but I can't say I read it entirely because it kept alluding to other bills. So they said it would allude to something that would be in the Library of Congress or another document. And who's going to get up out of their chair and go and use the Dewey Decimal System to figure out where that other Library of Congress document is? It wasn't going to happen back in 2009. But what happened with the Affordable Care Act is they said that there has to be essential things each insurance covers, which isn't a bad thing. They also said they had to cover pre-existing conditions, something many of us doctors wanted. The problem with the Affordable Care Act is it put all these mandates all at once. And it was like throwing a cannonball into a small pond. And the ripple effects were still seen. One is we're seeing people now pay more for mammograms than they ever did. Because the mammogram used to be covered, but once you mandated that a mammogram, a screening mammogram, gets covered, then only the screening mammogram gets covered, not the diagnostic mammogram. So for those of us, and many of us need the diagnostic mammogram, the ultrasound, those now cost more. Same thing with colonoscopies. Right, screening colonoscopies now have to be covered. Everybody's like, ooh, yay! Every time I get a colonoscopy, there's a bill. Why? Well, because the insurance is following the law to a T. All right, we are going to screen for the scope going in. But a big part of the colonoscopy are your biopsies, are polyp removals. That now doesn't have to be covered because that wasn't in the law. So whereas my colonoscopy was mostly covered, almost all covered prior to Obamacare, now you were getting $1,000 bills plus. So you tell somebody, you make a law, they're going to follow that law to a T. Why? Because that's costing them money. Pre-existing conditions is something that I always thought was something that was needed. It killed me when parents' insurance changed and a kid with asthma couldn't have coverage for that. It's ridiculous. And physicals not being covered. I thought that was ridiculous too. But that was about the extent of it. What we did with Obamacare was we told insurance companies, look, we're going to pay you guys money. We're going to subsidize a percentage of your premiums. So people who qualify in America can pay less premiums. Well, what did the insurance companies do? They raised their money, so they got a bigger percentage. So it was a cluster and a seventh. And it didn't fix our healthcare woes. You had individuals saying, look, I have a card for insurance, but I still can't get in to see a doctor. Now, where did the doctors go? Well, I told you what happened with us. It was like night and day. Once insurance companies read the letter of the law, and it said, okay, we have to cover this, 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 and this, there wasn't a lot of guidance on deductibles. So all of a sudden, $500 deductibles turned into $10,000 deductibles. So doctors like me, who used to get paid by insurance companies to see a patient, now would have mailbox full explanation of benefits, EOB is saying zero. We're paying you zero. Zero, zero, zero. But bill the patient $50, $30. Bill the patient. Because they have now a $10,000 deductible they haven't met. And how deductibles work is insurance will not kick in until a person has met their deductible. And somebody could say, well, I go to the hospital, it costs $10,000. Not entirely. After insurance reduces it, it may be $1,000, $1,500. So it could take a whole year. It may take years just for somebody to finally meet a deductible. So now my mailbox is bringing in no money. And when the insurance company says bill the patient, and the patients are in the midst of the recession, which did not end in 2009, the recession and the poor economic landscape went all the way through 2015, patients couldn't pay. So what did Obamacare do to a bunch of us doctors? It put us out of business. I could have probably lasted another year or two more than I did, because we mortgaged the home to help pay staff. But when I was offered a teaching position, yeah, I took it. I saw the writing on the wall. So now individuals, right, might have a card, but they don't have a doctor to see or a medical provider to see. Now things have changed. Many of you now are able to see a medical provider, but it's over the phone. Your insurance is telling you to go and use telemedicine. Now, telemedicine has been the greatest thing since sliced bread in terms of having access to a medical provider anywhere in the country, even on Christmas with you in your pajamas. The problem with it is people are now skipping their physicals. Your cancer is not being diagnosed. They're calling for a la carte medicines and refills, but nobody's examining them. You used to come in for your blood pressure. I would still do an exam. Physical, if you were due. I'd listen to your heart and lungs. And if I saw an abnormal mole on your back, I'd have that biopsied. So if somebody asked, when did I find melanoma? I found a melanoma when you were coming in for your blood pressure medicine refill. That's when I would find melanoma. And so, things are not changing in the right direction. As a physician, I've been speaking out. Nobody wants to listen to me. Right? And no one listens. And it's frustrating because I have put money into Medicare. I have put money into, I've been paying my taxes because I want to know that there's going to be a hospital with a bed and a bed with my name on it if I need it, God forbid. I want to know that if I do, God forbid, get cancer, I can get the medication that I need. This is what I've been paying for. This is what I have been subsidizing. This is why I work and I pay taxes. So not only does it help others, but it will also help me later. That's the deal. And it's not. We are eventually going to go to a single-payer, government-run. Government is licking their chops to take over health care. That money coming into them, it's to die for. So it's going to happen. And I'm really worried. And people could say, well, how bad could it be? You know, we've never tried it. Well, we do have government-run health care when you look at the VA system. And how's the VA system doing? The average vet I know can a lot of the times goes to civilian doctors. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
USA News Update. The late U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein honored at her funeral service in San Francisco yesterday. Vice President Kamala Harris paid tribute to her during the service. That service taking place on the steps of San Francisco City Hall. Is another hat being thrown into the House Speaker ring?
Oklahoma Congressman Kevin Hearn is contemplating a run for Speaker of the House. With 35 years of private sector experience, he believes he possesses the necessary skills to unite and accomplish goals. I'm John Schaefer.
The U.S. military yesterday shot down a Turkish drone that had come in too close to U.S. troops on the ground in Syria, according to a U.S. official. The recent three-day strike involving 75,000 Kaiser Permanente health system employees adds to a year of unprecedented labor disputes. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, with overdose deaths rising and opioid crisis continuing to grow, there has been a huge, huge focus on families and friends and people you party with and to know how to help reverse an opioid overdose. But we're forgetting a huge, huge place where this could happen and arena would be the workplace. And I'm very grateful for the National Safety Council because they have the Respond Ready Workplace Initiative. And here to talk to us about it is Lorraine Martin, President and CEO of the National Safety Council. Lorraine, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Dr. Dahlia.
Yeah, we are grateful to you, the workplace. How often are some of these overdoses happening in the workplace?
Yeah, and right now, across our country, we're losing 200 people a day. And we're losing folks wherever they happen to be, so whether at the home, in the community, and at work. And most people in our nation do have a job, and they end up spending some of their time with their colleagues. Right now across our nation, about 9% of all of the deaths in workplaces from any cause are overdoses. In some states, California, it's closer to 18, almost 20% of the deaths in workplaces are overdoses. So while it's impacting everyone, every demographic, every age group, every industry, we do know that the workplace is a place where we can be ready, one, and use a lot of education and awareness for this issue that's impacting all of us.
100%. Absolutely. Talk to us about the mission of the National Safety Council.
Yeah, the National Safety Council's mission is really to save lives from the workplace to any place. And we were founded over 110 years ago as the nation's nonprofit safety advocate, really looking at the data and asking ourselves, what is causing someone to get injured or perhaps lose their life that we can do something about that's preventable? And so we provide resources, tools, awareness, training to help folks avoid those things that would get in their way from living their fullest life. And right now, the number one unintentional death in our nation is an opioid overdose.
You know, some people will have AEDs, some people will have first aid kits. Naloxone is crucial. Talk to us about the Respond Ready Workplace, this new program that you've created, your team's created.
Yeah, Respond Ready Workplace is a program really designed to have awareness of this issue, and specifically that an overdose is an emergency situation. It is something you can prepare your workforce to be ready for and your responders to be ready for. And naloxone, which is an opioid overdose reversible medication that's now over-the-counter, just recently the FDA approved it to be over-the-counter for several providers, it needs to be something that's part of how you think about being prepared for an emergency. In the same way we do with AEDs or first aid or even being ready for a tornado. You know, our companies know how to prepare their workforce. We need to do the same thing, unfortunately, right now, for a potential overdose in the workplace. And that means having naloxone on hand, having your folks trained to use it, which is very simple. It is a nasal spray over the counter, can't hurt someone with it, so there never should be a hesitancy, and the training really does help you understand what signs to look for, and it's an incredibly effective reversal drug. So it's really a no-brainer. This has to be in our first aid kit.
Absolutely. So talk to us about some of these recovery-ready policies that employers can implement.
Yeah, so making sure you can address the emergency on the spot, having a lockdown, is really just the beginning. It's really to give someone the second chance at life, which we all must do. In addition to that, though, workplaces can make sure that they have programs for their employees that might be struggling with anything, substance use disorders, mental health issues, having assistance programs through their health care program so they can get treatment for these issues, and also employee assistance programs so they have someone to reach out to. That's just so important, especially after the pandemic when folks are really struggling with all kinds of things. Many workplaces have understood that bigger wellness equation is so important for an employer to lean into. But on top of that, you also need to make sure that your workplace is what we call recovery-friendly or recovery-ready for somebody who is in a recovery and now needs to make sure that they have a job, they're back in the workforce, and how do you become an employer that welcomes that and provides those resources too? And we do have some resources for that as well. But it's so important, not only so that person can have employment and have that be part of their journey, but I will tell you something, Dr. Dahl, you might not know that workers that are in recovery actually are more present. They have less party days by about 3.6 a year than an average employee. So you really do want to lean into this valued person, not only being saved, but being back in your employee, not only for them, but because it's great for you and your team.
Love it. We're speaking to Lorraine Martin, President and CEO of National Safety Council. So I had to give an employer some advice. He actually had naloxone in his workplace, and people kept taking it because they could use it at home. And so I told them maybe have a camera on it. Have a camera, have it, you know, in a very open area so that, because I get it. Even in my office, people would steal stuff out of the first aid. And so I think there is some hesitancy for people to buy and stock things because things get stolen at work. But I think there's workarounds. Either, you know, there's a camera in the area. It's in a very open area. There's accountability. Because I don't want it locked up. People need to be able to access it quickly. Any tips for employers if they're concerned about employees taking it?
Yeah, no, that's right. And they're taking it because they need it. So, you know, it for any first aid, they're taking it because it will help survive. So, yes, it's absolutely something you have to deal with. And there's some companies that are considering putting it in their AED cases, which usually have an alarm or some kind of a notification on them. So that's one option. Mm-hmm. You can also, you don't want it locked up, but if you do have first responders in your organization, it can be located with their materials. So your first responders often will have, you know, sort of a kit in their desk that they know, and so that's one way to handle it as well. Another thing to do, and this is a little bit more challenging, is to make sure you make it available. So work with your health department. There's a lot of programs that are putting naloxone available at police stations, at libraries, and maybe you can make sure that your employees know where they can get it because they need it, and you don't want it to be missing when you need it in your workplace. But if you do know it's something that's going to get legs, as we say, why don't you think about another way to make sure employees can get it for the reasons that they need it as well.
And daily, make sure you have it there. Don't assume it's there without checking. You know?
Anything else for an emergency response, just to make sure everything's where it's supposed to be. It does have a 2 to 3 year shelf life. So just like you have to maintain the batteries in your AED, you want to make sure that it's current as well and it's where you want it to be.
Absolutely. And also, many people who overdose, some people stereotype those as, well, people are getting high. A lot of these individuals overdosing have real pain. They have medical issues that they're taking these medications for, and then they don't realize that they're overtaking. So this isn't just about young people getting high. It could be a 70-year-old you're working with. It could be anybody. So, have that awareness. Yeah.
It's not only all age groups, and we do have that data. And it's often people who do get injured somehow and then get prescribed it, or whether it was a sporting event or something at work. In some cases, employers are actually prescribing it through their healthcare program. And so that's the catalyst that kind of started the journey that ends up in a really bad way. So it's important for us to understand that a lot of physicians are now prescribing naloxone with the opioid when it is prescribed. I've heard lots of those stories lately because they know it is dangerous and they know that this is a method that can help with that. The other thing I'd share with you is with fentanyl, it's one pill, and that's a pill. If you're at work and get injured and ask your buddy for, do you have any painkillers? Yeah. And they give you something that they say is over the counter, but it wasn't, and it has fentanyl.
Right.
It can be one bad
disease. So true.
And now you have it at work.
So true. Can you give us the website for more information?
I sure can. It's nsc.org/respond ready. nsc.org/respond ready.
Love it. Thank you so much, Lorraine. Can't wait to have you back. We appreciate all you do.
Thank you, ma'am.
All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that. But I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We have David on the phone. Hey, David, how you doing?
Pretty good, Doctor. Yeah, I'm. I wish I could have asked a question of your previous guest, but I'll certainly support her. Out here in California, I actually live in a part of the city that has a lot of fentanyl problems, and it is. It doesn't matter if that stuff gets stolen from the supply cabinet. If it's there in the hands of somebody that needs it, the people that steal it are likely to be the users, and you don't want one of them dead because it's, there's so many costs to having somebody die.
Right, Dave, Dave, you're right, and the point we were making with that is people will have emergency kits at work, and then they don't look at them for a year. And so you need to check on them daily. because somebody might take it and then you not have it when a real emergency happens. So in hospital settings and medical office settings, we always on a daily basis check our emergency supplies because people can steal them, or they may steal them just to have them at the house or sell them. But you're right. If somebody is stealing that, you know, there's a reason for it. It's just you got to make sure you replace it. Don't assume you have it, because then you could lose somebody at your work because it's not there anymore.
Sure, yeah, and, you know, there's the old expression about a street doctor, you know, somebody that doesn't have a license, but they'll carry a couple of those in their pocket just to be handy, mm-hmm. you know, if they see somebody in distress. So it's kind of famous. In fact, I don't even know, you know, in the what was it, in the Roaring Twenties, they had the prohibition of alcohol, right? Mm-hmm. And if I remember right, they were making grain alcohol, and or was it isopropyl alcohol? What's the one that'll make you go blind?
It might have been isopropyl, but I can't say for sure. I don't know if they were making that in the during the prohibition, but go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, there were people that were selling, you know, like rubbing alcohol mm-hmm. for drinking.
Isopropyl.
And it would kill you. It'd make you go blind, yeah. And so, I you know, a street doctor, it's kind of famous, you know. There are people that, you know, in fact, I'm trying to think of who's the woman that started the Red Cross. Hull? Was that, I think, she was considered a street doctor, if I remember right, in the very beginning. And she eventually got some credentials, but, mm-hmm. you know, she was dealing with wartime, you know, problems, and being able to create a Red Cross was, you know, her management skills, I guess, took over for where her credentials didn't. And the idea of being able to save lives mm-hmm. just by having something handy. Yeah, and so, yeah, just that idea, and penny wise, pound foolish, by allowing mm-hmm. that thing to be empty at the wrong time.
Well, that's why I want schools to refocus some of their attention on first aid, basic life support. I think all children need to learn that, be CPR certified. It blows my mind that the average person, the average adult, does not know what to do in an emergency. There, you know, we do fire drills. Why aren't we doing overdose drills? Why aren't we doing heart attack drills? Everybody should be well aware. Many of the lives that are saved are done by non-doctors, non-medical professionals. And we have to have, we have to embrace that sort of education for everybody. Now, we don't want people performing surgery, and we don't want, you know, people doing things wrong, you know, and then charging for it and things like that. But I think everybody needs to understand how to approach a flood victim or a drowning victim. And the average person freezes and they stand there, and it takes a good Samaritan with some training to jump in. We all should have that training.
Sure. You know, that reminded me, I took a Red Cross class with my union a few years ago. This is before COVID. And probably less than a couple of weeks after that, I was at it wasn't just a potluck dinner, but it was a kind of a reception potluck dinner. And I was talking to this woman in a wheelchair, and a little kid was standing nearby. And I happened to glance up at him, and he was obviously choking. He was in distress. He was still mm-hmm. standing. And I saw right away he was choking on something. And I got permission from his parents, and I just came behind him like they say, you know, gave him one of those little sharps right underneath the ribs, and sure enough, a chicken bone or whatever it was came out. And quick as 5 seconds, and hardly anybody around the room noticed it. You know,
drowning, choking, or quiet. People think there's going to be that ominous music like you see in a movie. Somebody's drowning. Somebody's choking. This is what it sounds like. Silence. So it doesn't alert people's attention. Anyway, Dave, thank you for calling in. Great input. We really appreciate you. 1-877 Doc. You too. 1-877 Doc Dali. 1-877 DOCDALI. I really do think as a human species, we are very underprepared for a lot of things. The average person doesn't know how to fight a fire. The average person doesn't know how to protect themselves in a street fight. I don't know if you saw that killing that happened with that. There was an activist that was killed by an 18-year-old, allegedly an 18-year-old man, who I think stabbed him. And you saw how the victim, you know, was trying to protect themselves, trying to keep distance. He was taller. He was trying to use his arms, but then he tripped and fell. And I didn't see the rest of the video. I don't think the media allowed the rest of the video to be shown, where then he was stabbed to death. Were our priorities are wrong. I don't hear ever us teaching and talking about in schools how you have to defend yourself, how you have to avoid choking, how you could put out a fire, how you could save your grandparent. You hear these stories of a grandfather having a heart attack while driving his grandson, and the grandson needing to jump into the driver's seat and try to operate the vehicle. Now, I'm not saying, you know, class has five-year-olds, you know, take a driver's ed, but we're just very unprepared as a human species. And we're of the thinking, well, it's not going to happen to me. Nobody's going to shoot me. No, I'm not going to get bit by a snake. I'm not going to get bit by a black widow spider. I'm not going to fall downstairs and break my leg. You know, does anybody have med alerts on them? Does anybody know what to call out? I told you, when I took a defense class, they said, if you're ever being attacked or raped, scream fire. Everybody's going to want to run and see a fire, but nobody's going to want to come if you're being attacked or raped. They'll think there's a weapon. You want to get people's attention, you scream fire. These are things that should be known. You know, you're walking to your car. When you park, you don't park next to a van on the door side. People can open up the van, abduct you, close, nobody can see. Sometimes hidden by cameras. Park near a camera. Have a camera on you. Be on the phone. There's a lot of things that we need to be aware of. And so, you know, I think Narcan at the workplace is imperative. I also think it's imperative to stop the drugs coming in across the border and coming in from China. And I think we need to, help DEA and law enforcement do what they need to do to get it off the streets. But we also have a lot of individuals in pain. And when they're in pain, sometimes it's really hard to calculate the medicine you're taking. And you might go, you know what, I just need one more. I just need one more. And when you overdose on something, it isn't that you're taking an ungodly amount. When you overdose on something, sometimes it's just the wrong amount at the wrong time, or it mixing with another medication. So people don't realize they're overdosing. Now, I only took 4 pills. Well, for you, that might be an overdose. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.